USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say all the focus is going into finding the suspect responsible for a mass shooting that left six dead and around two dozen injured north of Chicago.
The FBI is working in conjunction with us. We have well over 100 law enforcement officers out here on the scene.
Island Park Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the suspect used a high-powered rifle from the top of a rooftop near the parade route, but wouldn't say what kind of rifle exactly the shooter used. Covelli adding local hospitals have been overwhelmed with the influx of patients coming from the shooting. President Biden is back at the White House and hosting a 4th of July barbecue with military families on the South Lawn. The Bidens also set to watch the fireworks on the National Mall. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
We were supposed to be on our way to Mazatlan, Mexico for our graduation trip, but it got canceled.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. The travel headaches continue for millions of Americans, with FlightAware reporting at least 400 delays in the United States and cancellations starting to pile up as well. So far, this busy travel weekend has seen almost 15,000 flight delays and 1,500 cancellations. The last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from World War II will lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Herschel Woody Williams died in West Virginia last Wednesday at the age of 98. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying in a statement Sunday, Woody Williams was an American hero who embodied the best of our country and the greatest generation. Joey Chestnut is once again the winner of the men's Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Brooklyn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
85% of U.S. adults surveyed say the country is on the wrong track, and 79% describe the economy as poor. That's according to a new survey from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. The poll noting the national dissatisfaction is bipartisan, noting 92% of Republicans and 78% of Democrats agree the country is heading in the wrong direction. In this time, perhaps it's time to revisit the words of former President Ronald Reagan, who delivered this address back in the New York Harbor on July 4, 1986.
All through our history, our presidents and leaders have spoken of national unity and warned us that the real obstacle to moving forward the boundaries of freedom, the only permanent danger that overwhelms America, comes from within. It's easy enough to dismiss this as a kind of familiar exhortation. Yet the truth is that even two of our greatest founding fathers, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, once learned this lesson late in life. They worked so closely together in Philadelphia for independence. But once that was gained and a government was formed, something called partisan politics began to get in the way.
From all of us here at USA Radio News, have a happy and safe 4th of July. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.